Happy to chat with Lori Earle from This Star Won't Go Out to chat a little bit about their recent fundraiser and the ongoing online auction. Hey, Lori, nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you too, Joe. We have been, you know, it's been a new experience for us this year doing, as so many other organizations and nonprofits, doing our gala, which is always a really fun event here in Quincy, and of course doing it virtually this year. So I appreciate being able to tell you a little bit about it. And we actually still had Sorbani Banerjee, who was from Boston 25, is down in Tampa now, but she was our host on our video, which actually individuals can still see on the gala site. She was amazing, of course. And so we had a really great, there's just like a 25-minute video that people can still watch and learn a little bit more about The Star Won't Go Out and how we help families that have a child diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, we should, I mean, for folks who aren't aware of the organization and how it started, we should give them a little background. There's always new folks, you know, coming into Quincy and learning about it. So maybe if you could, a little history lesson.
Yeah, well, in when my daughter Esther was just 12 years old, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. It was unfortunately already metastasized into her lungs at the time. So we knew that it was not a good prognosis. As she got sicker over time, she ended up having to be in the hospital more often. It became, you know, a real it's stressful to have a child with cancer. And then when you're worrying about how you're going to pay your bills and how you're going to provide financial help, you know, for your family when you're missing work, that creates even more stress for families. And this isn't unique to us, we learned. And that's actually, Esther passed away in 2010 when she was 16 years old. And it was after that that we said, you know what can we do to pay it forward for other families? And we started The Star Won't Go Out, which does do exactly that. It helps families facing childhood cancer pay for cost of living expenses that insurance doesn't pay for. So,
and it's based right on one of her favorite authors.
Yeah, so This Star Won't Go Out is the foundation. And of course, Esther had a pretty amazing short life. You know, 16 years is not long enough. And we miss her every day. She left behind her four siblings and my husband and I, of course. But she was a high school student right here in Quincy at North Quincy High School and loved internet, loved, you know, YouTube videos. She had a channel. She had gotten to know her favorite author, John Green, who wrote, is famous for a lot of his young adult novels. When they became friends online and met at a book tour in person, and then he actually participated in her Make-A-Wish in 2010. And then after she passed away, he really used his inspiration from her life to write his novel, The Fault in Our Stars, which of course became a blockbuster Hollywood movie and a book that still sells very well. You can still watch The Fault in Our Stars on Netflix and other channels. But yeah, so he really felt that he was so impressed by Esther's commitment, as we were, of course, her commitment to living life fully, to really empathy and her love of words and her love of writing. And after she passed away, my husband and I kind of curated her journals, and they came out as a New York Times bestseller book. There's a copy of it in a few copies of it in the Quincy library system and other systems around. But that book is called This Star Won't Go Out because Esther means star.
And I know typically, you know, in a normal year, you have a great outdoor event at the library. I think it's early August to celebrate that.
Yeah, we do. August 3rd is called Esther Day. It was a holiday that Esther chose. And John Green and his brother Hank, who have a YouTube channel called Vlog Brothers, had said to her, Esther, on your birthday, because she was turning 16, it turned out to be her last birthday, but they said, we'll celebrate anything you want on your birthday in perpetuity. And they said, what would you like to do? And so she thought about it and she came back to them and said, you know, I really would like it to be a day where people celebrate not romantic love like Valentine's Day, but where they celebrate the love between friends and family and say, I love you, because she just knew that love was so powerful. And we, in times like these, you know, we know how important it is to, how important it is to celebrate love and to say, you know, keep our accounts short with people, to say, I love you. We don't always know what tomorrow holds, but we do have today and we have each other. And that is something to celebrate.
Yeah. And I, like you say, especially in times like this, the message becomes even all that more important. And I'm sure if she were here with us, she would be stressing that emphatically right now.
She would indeed. She would. Yes. And I think we can celebrate that on August 3rd. But, you know, the great thing is that's something we can celebrate every day.
Right. And you're still celebrating, right, for the event this year. Tell me about the online auction that's going on.
So it's been, you know, it was different this year. We didn't want to approach some of our typical donors. We often have local restaurants who are so generous, and we knew so many people were really struggling. So we have a pretty unique eclectic mix of auction items. We do have an overnight stay at the Marriott, the Boston Quincy Marriott donated. We have a wine basket and a liquor basket with a Grand Marinier or whatever. I mean, some really cool stuff. You can have your own bar in the house, whether that's to share with your socially distant appropriate family and friends, or to solace to get through some of these tough times. Right. But there's also a really great gift basket that's called an Oops, I Forgot basket. It's worth over $120, and it's everything you need for wrapping and putting together gifts, and it's pretty amazing. And there are, let's see, what else is in there? There's a painting from John Bacardi, who is a local artist, and he has a beautiful painting that's there for bids. Some of the items, the bids have gone up. Others, there's still a bargain there for the person who wants to donate, but also wants to get a good deal.
Okay, good. And it's all through the website?
So we have an actual link that is posted on the ad that I think you're going to be posting, but also it's our website, TSWGO, which stands for This Star Won't Go Out, tswgo.org, and then it's /gala2020.
Okay, very good.
That'll take you right to the auction, and you can click on the menu and watch the video. Folks can donate directly if they would prefer. But, you know, all of the money that is raised goes to help provide support for families. We've been able to give away about $500,000 so far over the last 9 years. And it just, you know, having had that personal experience and knowing how tough financial times are now, even more than ever, and there are still 46 children a day in America being diagnosed with cancer, the pandemic doesn't stop that. You know, it just makes it more challenging and more difficult. And so we really appreciate that, the generosity that people have already shown. And our two big sponsors, I want to mention, sure. Grand Telecommunication right here in Quincy is our key sponsor with $10,000 sponsorship. And then Quirk Auto is our platinum level sponsor this year with a $5,000 sponsorship. So that was a really fantastic, generous gift. I want to, you know, point out how much we appreciate both of those organizations.
That's great. Yeah. And I know a lot of, a lot of doctors are concerned that cancer patients are not seeking the treatment that they might need right now because of the pandemic, just because of the fear involved. So this may have long lasting ramifications in the years to come.
It's true. And for families right now, if their child's in treatment, there's the whole complication of A lot of times only one parent can be there. They can't have families visiting. And so it's stressful. All kinds of sicknesses are stressful now, but, but you know, it's definitely impacting childhood cancer. And you're right. We don't know what the future is going to look like. And obviously, delayed care can contribute to more difficult, you know, consequences. So,
right. How does the Star Won't Go Out kind of determine, Lori, who you help? You know, how does that work?
So actually one of the, if you get a chance to watch the video, Joe Shabbat, who is at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and also works with Boston Children's Hospital, he does a speech, tells a little bit about our cooperative work together, but that's exactly how we give out the money. Is typically we work through resource directors and social workers at local hospitals, and they help us. So they help screen and vet the families that are really in need, and that makes it so much easier for us. And then we are able to donate directly to the family. So because we don't have a lot of red tape, usually the requests can be filled within a week.
Okay, that's great. That's a great help because they need it immediately, I'm sure.
And you know, it goes to, I remember when we were going through some financial stress when we were caring for Esther, and I was looking all over the place to try to find some resources. And I remember, you know, one of the big cancer organizations, they said they had support, financial support. And I went on and looked, and what they helped with was travel. And we lived 7 miles from a hospital. So, you know, a few dollars didn't help us at that time. And so when we started the Star Won't Go Out, we wanted to be impactful. Mm-hmm. And so typically our gifts are given in the amount that we'll pay for a month's rent or utilities and car payments, those kinds of things. So the average gift we give out is about between $1,500 and $2,000, which we just see it as a way to provide a little bit of space for the family. You know, a little bit of relief from stress so that they can concentrate on their child instead of worrying about bills.
Yeah, it's just one less thing that they have to worry about, sure.
Yeah.
TSWGO.org, right?
TSWGO.org. And then if you go just to the website, you'll need to click on our, up at the top where it says news and events, and you can click on the gala link. Otherwise, if you do tswgo.org/gala2020, it'll take you straight to the auction page. And if you click on the menu, you can also look at the video and see our listing about mission and what we do. So,
anything
else? So thank you,
folks. Know about?
Give me a few minutes to just talk about it.
No, it's our pleasure. And I hope get the word out for you and get folks to bid.
Yes. Yes, you have all the way until, we're ending October 30th at midnight with the auction, so you can get your bids in until then. The auction site is really great. You can even set it so that it'll tell you if you've been outbid so that you can jump back on and grab that item that you really wanted. A few other items that are on there are the Treetop Adventures is in Canton.
Oh, yeah.
New England Aquarium is on there. And what they've done, there's a Sam Adams tour for 20, tasting and tour that still has lots of room to bid up. And the great thing is that all of these organizations have said that they'll honor these items through the end of 2021, at least. So you have time to gather your friends together when the days are a little bit easier to get out and in the open and do social events.
Excellent. So. Thanks so much, Lori. Would you let us know how it goes?
Oh, yes, we will, for sure. Okay. And so just thank you so much. And, you know, our goal for this year had been to raise, you know, we didn't know how it would be this year. So we had set our goal at, you know, at least $20,000 because that would allow us to help, you know, at least 20 families. Mm-hmm. We have passed that goal right now and we wouldn't mind going up even higher.
All right. Well, there's still time. So you never know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So good to see you.
All right. Bye-bye.